In my name, understanding the believer's authority over the powers of darkness, written and narrated by Kirk A. Dubois. Endorsements. As a spoken and demonstrated authority, Dr. Kirk Dubois draws from his powerful Christian walk and biblical research of over 48 years to present Christian believers this masterpiece, In My Name. For too long, many have failed to accept the complete and finished work of Jesus Christ. Folks adopt a Jesus plus additives mentality. Dr. Kirk, in a mandate from the Holy Spirit, has delivered this great masterpiece to help believers stake our rightful claim to spiritual authority by the power of faith in God's Word. Learn how to walk in freedom and God's liberties to us. Witness a fleeing devil. Fulfill your destiny with joy and win others to Jesus Christ. In My Name is an essential and indispensable wellspring for your personal library or as part of any Bible school curriculum. Dr. Stephen Anderson, President, Transworld Accrediting Commission International. Dr. Kirk Dubois' In My Name is one of the first books that guides believers through the heights and depths of understanding Christ-centered authority. Balancing positional, reconstructive, and scriptural authority, Dubois gives believers a rightful place in the battle against principalities, powers, and the rulers of the darkness. Ephesians 6:12, New King James Version. If Frank Peretti's series represents prose on spiritual warfare, In My Name gives believers the roadmap on how to overcome in spiritual warfare. Stephen Long, Director of Regional Ministry Development and Executive Pastor, Grand Canyon University. In his book, In My Name, Dr. Kirk Dubois takes a fresh look at the scriptural truths concerning the body of Christ's authority over Satan. Chapter by chapter, he builds a solid biblical case for the reader and then challenges the believer to take his rightful position in prayer. Get your Bible and notebook ready as Dr. Dubois takes you on a scriptural journey into the authority we have in Christ. In My Name is a must-read, and it is my honor to recommend it. Dr. Tad Gregrich, President, Gregrich Ministries, Reaching People to Reach the World. At the turn of the 20th century, the body of Christ was delivered a much-fought-for revelation on the authority of the believer from China Inland Missions Director John A. McMillan's private prayer journals. Built upon a great heritage, Dr. Dubois takes us on a deeper journey into divine authority for this century of believers. Dr. Dubois brings this truth to the next generation. I am convinced this book should be taught in every seminary worldwide, whether charismatic or fundamental, as these truths cross denominational lines. Joseph R. Castillo, Bishop of All Nations International Fellowship, Southeast Asia. Forward. For more than 40 years, I have been fascinated with the subject of the believer's authority. This desire has led me to search the Word of God for answers to many questions I've had about this very important subject. Of course, when we hunger for knowledge and revelation, the Holy Spirit becomes our teacher, and the floodgates of heaven begin to open. I want to share with you the revelation that the Lord has brought to me and help you discover who you are in Christ, as well as the authority we have as members of His body. There are three important points I want to make clear to you as you read this book so that you properly understand this teaching on spiritual authority. First, when I refer to the church, I'm not speaking of any denomination, Catholic or Orthodox, or body, organization, or corporation of man, nor am I speaking of any earthly city or headquarters of any group. I'm talking about what the New Testament calls the church, a body of believers in Jesus Christ, the risen Son of God, who have been born again and follow Him through the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible calls this group the church, the body of Christ, the temple of the Holy Spirit, and other titles. This true church is made up of all kinds of people who may or may not belong to various organizations, denominations, and so on, but they are members of the true invisible church, which is His body. The New Testament Greek word for church is ekklesia, which means a called-out people, a congregation, a meeting. and it's similar to the
sample complete. Ready to continue?